Hi everybody, welcome to Amazing You. I have the great pleasure to be here with you today. And today I want to talk to you as you are starting this new year, 2022. We are in the second month. I want to share with you about the importance of refocusing and looking ahead only. We can easily get distracted by people, life events, mobile phones, television, gossip, and we can spend a lot of time looking at what has happened or what is happening around us in our external environment. And these things can distract us from focusing on what we want to achieve and on what is important to us. We can waste a lot of precious time looking on our right, on our left, looking at what others are doing, or we look at the past, at past events or memories, and we forget to look forward. And many of us are still looking back at the year 2021, at the things that didn't work for us, at the job that we've lost, at the painful divorce that we've been through, at the loss of a loved one, or the sickness that one has suffered. So it is important, I know, to be concerned about the things that happen around us, but do not be consumed by them, because when you are consumed by them, you will lose yourself in the process. And Bob Proctor said, know what is happening around you, but be in control of what is happening within you. And today, as you are here listening to this audio and to this video, please take some time to reflect on where and what are you focusing on. If you want to achieve your dreams and goals, you need to look ahead. I know it may sound hard and painful to do, but you can change where you are looking at. And as Dr. Joe Dispenza said, where attention goes, energy flows. So if you keep looking at the past, you will live in the past and you will not be able to achieve your dreams. And in the current moment, you will start to feel sad and depressed. And your body as well will start to show signs. For example, loss of interest, feeling heavy, and you will start to feel hopeless. So the memories of the past will haunt you, and then they will keep you stuck from moving forward. So start to refocus today and look ahead only from now on. You know, just like that plane, it has reached a certain altitude, the pilot will start the autopilot mode during the flight. However, when there are turbulences that occur, and which happen often, the pilot will take control and will have to refocus the plane. We as well, we have to refocus from time to time until it becomes a habit for us to look ahead only. So I want to share with you why I choose that topic. Well, some time ago, I went away for a weekend. And I live right now, my current place is a building which is located next to a very busy road. So when I came back from that weekend away, I was looking at the window, and I saw on the road that were written two words. Well, these words were ahead only. I was very surprised to see these words on the road and it was just in front of my window. So I, looking from my window, I was looking left and right outside. And I did not see those words written anywhere on the road. So I believe that those words on the road were meant for me. And I started to ask myself from that day some questions. What does it want to tell me ahead only? So I started to reflect on that. And I could recall that during that weekend away, I started to have some memories of past events and situations that occurred. And those situations made me feel a bit sad. And I realized that it was time for me now to refocus on what I want to achieve. And the universe is always wise and loving. And it will always give you signs to help you, to redirect you, and to put you back right on track if you are open to those signs. So I want to ask you today, where are you focusing your attention today? Are you looking back? Are you looking right? Are you looking left? Or are you looking ahead only? So start investing in your future and keep looking ahead only. And Bob Proctor used to say, stay in charge of you and do not let the outside world control you. So thank you everybody for listening and watching, and I will talk to you again soon. Lots of love and light to all of you. Bye.